the book Hebrews, part 270. I'm Professor Hannes Rezlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require, excuse me, it's a bit of a cool breeze in the studio, and it's also affecting my voice, because we are busy with different studies that we are recording. So to be Yaffa, all the glory. Hallelujah. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially Israel's Rapture, which were my doctoral degree a couple of years ago, quite a few years ago, you can just contact us at our WhatsApp numbers for South Africa. The WhatsApp code is +27 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, very welcome, but I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to be able to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Also, our TikTok messages is also free. Please send this link to your friends and family and everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. The week has just gone like that. You can't believe it. But I'm so glad that every new morning, it's a new day, it's a new beginning. Something exciting is about to happen. There's a song that says something good is going to happen to you this very day. Hallelujah. Something good. Something wonderful. Something exciting is going to happen today. And if we can be part of having one soul saved, what a pleasure. Something good is happening to us. Hebrews chapter 11, we're still busy with 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11, where he says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, when I became a grown up, as in life, the things that we started off as children, the things that we became interested in, maybe in athletes or becoming a rugby player. As we advance in our schools and in our youth, then we come to a stage where after school we go to university and whatever, we need to decide, do I'm going to continue as an athlete or a rugby player and make it a career? Or we need to make certain decisions that will influence my life in future and also the lady that I will marry later on and also the children that we will have later on. So the decisions that we need to make now is going to influence my future. And the very same in our spirituality. The way that we grew up from Sunday school to youth meetings to, we were taught certain things. The pastors taught us what they knew, partly. They taught us what they were taught at Bible college and through general experiences. They lead us the best they could. And when we went to Bible school, wanted to become pastors, and then advance from there, we were never satisfied just being what we reached. We have the desire to better ourselves and also in our own lives. We wanted to better ourselves, not being satisfied. You know, the day that you come to the point when you are just so satisfied is the day that you are about to stagnate. The time that you will just put on brakes and just become fat. The time that you will just be satisfied with yourself. It's like the young man, the rich young man in the Bible, where he says, I will build big stores where I put my riches and everything. And I will say to myself, you've done well, feed yourself and enjoy it. And then the Bible says, Yahushua says, in this night I will come and I will claim your soul. And what have you achieved? Your stores has been enlarged. There's a lot of different implements and place to put your harvester. But what have you reached? You've got all that richness. And for your soul, what have you reached for your soul? And this is the important part. And that's why we are busy with the studies every morning of our lives. English and in Afrikaans. And all the other studies we do. English and Afrikaans. What will you say to your soul? What have I gathered? Were I involved? Having one soul saved? Or were I just happy enlarging my own richness? I want to use the metaphor, just growing fat. Or were I prepared to share what I have with others? I say, no, I don't want to share, but I'll just put it in the store. And that's why I'm the author of 23 thick books in English and Afrikaans. A4 and A5 books, 500 plus pages, with full bibliologies in the back, that I've written the last 27 years. Why? Because we never satisfied. Currently I'm busy in writing two books. One is an A5 book, which is going to be 500 pages, all about the book Hebrews. And then the other one is an A4 book, which is going to be 500 pages, that will weigh around about 1.5 kilograms. In color, black and in red, a study handbook. Why? It's not because of making money. It's because of leaving something the day that I die. For my students and for those that we reach with the gospel of Yahushua. I'm busy with the book The Lives of the Church in English, that we hope in the next it's so far advanced that I just need to finish it off, but we don't get all the time because I have the Bible college and everything. I will say to my soul, you've done great. Oh, you can die. You fatten yourself like that. No. As a Yahfist, you must never be satisfied with yourself. Striving towards perfection. We are not perfect. We're striving towards perfection. Reaching commitment completion. Reaching our goal. In that what Yahweh has called us for since I was 11 years old. Coming 15 years old, I repent. 17 years old, I start preach the gospel. I never stop. Years before I ever went to Bible college. Having the desire of being evangelist, that's what I am. What have you done with your life up till now? Were you building big stores and sheds where you can accumulate? You know, we are not all the same, and I want us to understand that. We are not all the same. We are not all called evangelists or pastors or teachers or whoever. everything doesn't happen the same in my life that it happened in your life. We are individuals. And as individuals, we need to be the best for the kingdom of Yahweh our Elohim that we possibly can. We have to educate ourselves. We have a massive Bible school internationally, which is in Afrikaans. We are busy with the curriculum for the English Bible school. And once we start with that, it's going to blow all limits if there's time, because we only have so many hands that you can work with. But when I was a child, I thought like a child, I performed like a child, I was innocent as a child. But when I became a man and a woman, I put away the childly things and we start standing up for what we believe. Yes, we also, myself and Pastor Rika, came through the times when we believed Jesus Christ and Lord and God and Yahweh and Jehovah. We believed all those stuff. We grew up with it. That was the names. But when Yahushua revealed his revelation word, first of all, I didn't want to know nothing about it. Pastor Rika did immediately. Because we obtained Umtasis Bible, the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the best Bible that you can lay your hands on, which I have a couple of copies available should you be interested. But once we became a man in the spirit, the ordinary things that we were taught about Christianity and Protestantism and Catholicism and Hebrewism, once those things that we were taught, suddenly it became like things of children. And suddenly we start to advance. In this last 15 years or so, we just started to advance in the kingship of Yahweh Elohim. And from there, Yahweh started to just draw us into his plan. Myself and Pastor Ricardo, we realized the plan that Yahweh had for us. And we will leave no stone untouched to reach that goal. And that's why we are busy with the studies. And we want to sow the life, the word of life in your life. The life of everlasting life, which Yahushua is the giver. The life he obtained on Calvary's cross through his revelation blood. We strive towards perfection. We are not perfect yet. We are human. And that's why Yahushua says he doesn't live in temples made with hands. It's your bodies, it's the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, which is my soul's dimension. This is what's going to live forever. When I was a child, I thought as a child, I played like a child, I spoke as a child. But now that I'm a grown up man and woman, we want to perform in the revelation word. Immaterial what people says. Immaterial. Even those in the restoration of the original sacred name that came and they did reviews and brought Freemasonry ideas into the restoration Bible. And that's why when I came, when I obtained printing rights, copyrights and all the rights from the trustees of the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, immediately I changed the cover, taking the white dove with a lurid branch in its mouth. I took it off because it's a Freemason sign immediately. And I put the front name, Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei, making a small mistake. Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph. The Hei I changed. And I put the Tav sign. It happened. But luckily we could change it. after we were made attend about it. Because we're human, we can make a mistake. We're not perfect. But we made it right. We started something. Where did you start? We want to put something in. We haven't changed anything in the Bible. It is as it is. And as it were, all the time. As Dr. Joseph Brian Brotson in 1860 has translated it from a 1611 King James Bible. What a privilege. When I became a man, I wanted to do the things of a man. We put away the childly things. And that's why it's so important that we as Yahvis, in a manner of having empathy with all the people outside, we need to take to them the revelation word of Yahweh. Not forcing it onto anybody, but present it as Yahweh presented it to us through the Ruach HaKodesh. Well, it's weekend. There's a lot to do over this weekend. If Father keeps and guides us and leads us, let's use opportunity to do whatever our hand finds to do to the glory of Yahushua and His kingdom. Till Monday, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.